All your local headlines, sports with Mike Bacha, and of course Anthony's hot forecast straight ahead for us. We're brought to you by Geno's Kitchen and Appliance Center, specializing in quality GE appliances. Find their showroom on the Lower Skyway in Chico. We want to welcome into the KPAY Morning News with California School Board Association, Troy Flint. Troy, good morning. Hi, Troy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's jump right in here. Thank you for taking the time to join us now. We want to talk to you because you reached out, and it's a new campaign, I guess, that the School Board Association is launching to get really the word out there and a better understanding of what school boards actually do. And we know over the last years, nationwide and even here in California, Troy, that the, I want to call it stormy seas, parents upset with their school boards over whatever it might have been, mandates or whatever for the pandemic, but also curriculum and everything. So what is the School Board Association trying to do with this campaign?
Well, I think stormy seas is a good description because we've seen an unprecedented disruption in our schools, and school boards are really working hard to try and repair any damage that might have occurred and not only get back to the way things used to be, but to use this disruption as a chance to re-examine and to improve and transform our public schools into something better, a system that's serving all students. And what we're trying to do with this School Boards in Action campaign is really highlight the work that school boards across the state are doing to try and put in new programs, to use the funding to develop new initiatives, to add staffing, to build that school district, that school system of the future.
And with that said, then what are some of those areas that you want to dispel? Some of maybe the word of the day is misinformation that might have been reported on with school boards. You know, you always see the worst of the worst when it's reported, of course, with school board meetings and parents yelling and screaming and causing disruption at these meetings. But with the association there, Troy, what would you like parents and folks to know that school boards, really the work that they do?
I think people need to keep in mind that this is essentially a volunteer position. People may get some modest stipend, but if you do the job well and you're putting in the time necessary to be an effective school board member, it's not nearly worth any compensation you get. People, for the most part, that do this are people who have a passion about education, who see it as probably the most important tool for democracy and, you know, for our economy in terms of producing productive citizens and people who can be the next generation of leaders. But it's also a very difficult job, and many of the problems that exist in society we're confronting in our schools, in addition to trying to educate people or educate young people for a very challenging world. And sometimes I think that gets lost in some of the hostility that can result. We understand that parents may be upset about what's happened over the last 2 years. That's natural considering all the disruption. But at the same time, we want people to try and find some common ground and to focus on students and to rally together in support of what's necessary to provide a better product for our kids.
It has to be difficult and a difficult balancing act for school boards to toe the line between what is required because of state law, and then you have parents come to school board meetings and they're saying, well, I want this to happen and I think you should vote this way. And there are certain things that school board members may want to do, they may not want to do, but a lot of times there are standards and mandates from the state that they must abide by.
There are a lot of standards and mandates, and there are more what we call unfunded mandates every year, new programs that districts have to fund, support, and implement, not necessarily with the required funding that would be needed to pay for those programs. That's a balancing act. School board members and staff at schools also have to balance the different needs of students. There's a variety of needs in any school district, no matter the size. And as the bigger the school district gets, the more complicated it gets to provide a high quality of service to every single student often in the same classroom, but with divergent needs. And so those are just some of the challenges that school boards are juggling.
Hey, Troy, let me ask you, too, about, you know, this campaign. How is it working with reaching out to parents to allow them to kind of see statewide? Now, we know each district, each school board is going to be different, differing challenges where depending on where they are. You know, and California has kind of a unique way, you know, from the Central Valley to Southern California, inner city here in Northern California, more, you know. How is it then that the association works to kind of address statewide what school boards and parents, how they can either chime in on what's happening or kind of look to see statewide what the school boards are trying to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. And really, that's the reason for the campaign. This is not the type of activity we normally do. We're normally more focused on what impact we can make on the legislature and the governor to influence legislation so that they pass laws that will be good for school and hopefully avoid laws that would be harmful to public schools. But the reason we did this multimedia campaign is because we realized that there needs to be a greater public understanding of the role that school boards play, and we want to bring the community together in areas where they can find common ground to support the efforts of school boards that are going to help our students. And so that's why in the campaign we feature people from every part of the state, from the North State, from the Valley, from the LA area, from the Bay Area, from greater Sacramento. Because really, it's about building public will and public strength to support what's going on in addition to what's happening in the Capitol.
How would you say the relationship has either gotten better or gotten worse between, and this is a general question, between school boards and parents over the past 2 to 2.5 years? I mean, as Scott mentioned, we see kind of the worst of the worst. I mean, we see the, you know, sometimes the violence, sometimes the boisterous activity, the interruption of meetings. But they're not all like that. And there is constructive discussion that takes place with school boards and parents. But I'm wondering, how does your organization try to bring the two sides together so they can understand each other a little bit more? Because school boards are, as you said, held to standards and mandates, and parents, they're not running the specific schools. I mean, they may want something to happen, but state law says, sorry, that can't happen. So we're sorry, but that can't happen. How do you negotiate that?
Yeah, so to assess the relationship or the atmosphere between school board members and parents, overall, it's gotten worse over the past 2 years. There's no point in sugarcoating that. But unlike a lot of people, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing long term, because what you see is parents are engaged at a level they haven't been before, at least in my time working in education, which spans about 20 years. And I'd much rather have angry parents than apathetic parents. What we saw during the pandemic is when most schools were closed for in-person learning and there was distance learning, you know, the parents got a lens, a view into what happens in the classroom, or not exactly what happens in the classroom, because remote learning didn't replace or isn't the same as in-person learning, but it gave them a better sense of what's happening in the classroom. And I think that piqued their interest and it's increased their engagement. Also, when it comes to school board governance and administration, many school districts went online with their meetings being broadcast on the web for the first time. And so that gave people a lot more insight into sort of the game behind the game or what happens behind the curtains, because before that, very few people attended school board meetings. And so now you have people who have a little bit more knowledge and a lot more interest, and sometimes that can result in some hostile board meetings when people are upset or disagree strongly with a program or a curriculum decision. But that's part of the nature of being a public elected official. And over time, if school board members are transparent, if they explain their decisions, if they explain the context that they're working in where sometimes their hands are tied, and they try and reach out to the community and keep the community involved, we can transform that hostility into a positive engagement. And that's what the school board should be working toward.
And then if I'm a parent, Troy, how do I either comment on the campaign or put my 2 cents worth in? You're reaching out to parents, you say, statewide and with different school boards and districts. So is there a central location, website or something that they can go to kind of look to see kind of a peek behind the scenes of what's happening with this campaign?
Sure. So we're the California School Boards Association. Our initials are CSBA for short. Our main website is csba.org. And if you go there, they're big banner ads for the School Boards in Action campaign. If you want to go directly to the landing page for this specific campaign, it's just our main website, csba.org/SBIA. That stands for School Boards in Action. And you can always email us at csba@csba.org.
Troy Flint, Information Officer for the California School Board Association. Busy times ahead as we kind of navigate out of the pandemic the last couple of years here. But I think you hit a good point there, Troy, saying that just the engagement by parents seeing now kind of a peek behind the curtain of what happens and participating in these board meetings, whether it's, you know, you see the few that are very boisterous and raising some havoc at the meetings, just participating, I think, is a good thing. Now let's just get all on the same page, because of course it is all to improve our schools here in California. So Troy, we want to thank you for taking the time this morning.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having me.